92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison officially has a budget for 2026, but there was some last-minute drama to get there. Three alders proposed defunding the Office of the Independent Police Monitor. The office has struggled to get off the ground, as has the Police Civilian Oversight Board. They were both designed to provide civilian oversight to the police department and handle complaints. Most recently, former independent monitor Robin Copley resigned, citing severe health issues, stalling work for that office again. Last year, during the budget process, city leaders questioned the office's success. The mayor even suggested axing it altogether. Now, Alder Isidore Knox Jr. proposed defunding the Office of the Independent Monitor and moving the $400,000 budget to help pay for body cameras for Madison Police.
As we know, there's been a history of ineffectiveness with this office, the OIM, and the supporting commission. And I know this because I've served on this commission for 2 years, and I served along with the current chair, Maya Pearson.
Pearson defended the Police Civilian Oversight Board, saying it can take a lot of time to get these processes up and running.
You're asking an office and a board of civilians who are volunteering their time to work with an office from scratch to create this mechanism to support the community.
Ultimately, that move to defund the Office of the Independent Monitor and the Police Civilian Oversight Board failed in a 3-17 vote. Alders passed the 2026 city budget to the tune of $453 million. It includes money to go toward the new men's homeless shelter, staff at the Imagination Center, and 9 new paramedics. A child is recovering after being hit by a school bus earlier this week. It happened after school in Oregon. WMTV reports it was at the intersection of South Perry Parkway and Union Road. The driver was allegedly making a turn and hit the child who was in the crosswalk without traffic lights or a crossing guard there. The outlet reports the driver was ticketed and the child suffered minor injuries. Meanwhile, people all over the globe honored lives lost in traffic accidents. Yesterday was World Day of Remembrance, and Madison leaders held a ceremony. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
In the last 5 years, 67 people have died in traffic crashes on streets within the city of Madison. I think it's important every year that we take a moment to remember those 67 people. They were parents, they were children, they were siblings, they were friends, they were coworkers. They were important to Madison.
The city's Project Zero aims for zero traffic deaths on Madison streets. And the penny is no more. At least there will be no more new ones. The last penny was minted in Philadelphia yesterday. Wisconsin retailers have been doing away with them. First Quick Trip, now Woodman's, and now we can add another to the list. Kroger will be rounding to the nearest nickel, too. That applies to Pick and Save and Metro Market locations. Now it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices rose 8.1 cents over the last week. The average across Wisconsin is $2.83. This is 11.3 cents higher than a month ago and almost 2 cents higher than this time last year. The national average also climbed a bit last week with an increase of 4.8 cents to land at $3.03 per gallon.
That's Melissa Kay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets' defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one-pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played. But that's how we played tonight.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-50s here by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the 30s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day with a light breeze and a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.